In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This video is for those who do not believe in life after death, but it will also serve those who, even calling themselves believers, need encouragement to better live their present life, since God awaits us with open arms to receive us with all His love for us, His children. And we must respond to His love with our love, so at the moment of our final life review, we can feel proud of how we have lived, and we do not have to regret something that we can no longer amend. God always waits for us with love, ready to forgive us. He is love and mercy for everyone, even the greatest sinners and criminals. However, we must not forget that He is also justice, and that to enjoy the full happiness of heaven, we must be totally clean and pure, which means that we may need a time of purgatory or purification. Those who do not accept God and reject Him will be making their own hell by living far from God, without His love, and in the eternal company of demons. One of the saddest scenarios happens when one has made an attempt to take his own life. In some cases, it seems that they remain in an intermediate zone between heaven and hell, which we could call purgatory. But in other cases, they seem to have an experience of hell. One case was explained like this. When I was there, I had the feeling of two things that would be totally forbidden to me, taking my own life and taking the life of someone else. If I took my own life, it would be like returning a gift to God as though throwing it in His face. Taking the life of another person would be like becoming an obstacle in God's plans for them. All the persons who took their own life agree on one point. They believe that their attempt of taking their own life did not solve anything, and they find themselves with exactly the same problems that they had tried to get rid of, taking their own lives. Whatever difficulty they had tried to escape from, it remained there, unsolved. They all claimed that after their experience, they would never think about taking their own life again. Their common attitude was that they had made a mistake and were very glad that they had failed in their attempt. None of them had an experience of the wonderful light. The experience of these people was like an amputee. They did have the experience of physical well-being when leaving their body, but without any other beyond human sensations, because they do not see the light or feel love or joy, and they are in an empty area if they do not live an environment of hell. Let's talk about the following cases. A lady from Italy recounts, "When in full lucidity and conscience, I decided to take my own life, I was convinced that God would forgive me. If God exists, I told myself, He must be superior to human weaknesses. My disappointment in the present life was total, and I was convinced that in the life after death I would be better. But what I have experienced was totally unexpected. I decided to take my own life as a result of a series of family problems, illnesses, and misunderstandings. Therefore, do not condemn those who come to make this decision, although now, with all the problems I have, I would never make that decision. I tried to take my own life, but I was helped in time, even though I was in a deep coma for 5 days. By taking my own life, I found myself in a world of silence. My body was light, I was physically fine. I was in a dark room that slowly began to lighten, as if I was getting used to the darkness. I was alone, completely alone, but my mental anguish was growing. At a certain moment, I seemed to see a young, pale face, black eyes, severe, but friendly and full of understanding. Those eyes were fixed on me. I communicated with him mentally. It was a long conversation. I asked him to help me, whoever he was. He replied, "Be calm and confident. Be quiet, calm down." Afterwards, I felt that some beings were arguing, certainly, about me. They were faceless figures or were covered by a hood. They looked like friars. I knew they were judging me. I still didn't really know if I was alive or dead, so I didn't know if the judgment consisted of sending me to earth or to hell. Some voices defended me, But most of them accused me, and one voice was especially mean and ruthless. It was a strong and deep voice, violently demanding my total condemnation. I was terrified. Suddenly, a crowd of people entered the room. They were dark, old, hunched figures. I knew that the trial had been negative, and I was terrified. But when they wanted to take me, the light of that being stopped them. The light absolved me. It had not been a dream. It was too real and coherent. Now I am afraid of dying and being able to find that environment with those dark beings. Another case. Eric worked as a first responder in rescue tasks in all kinds of emergencies. He once contracted HIV when he was 36 years old by accident from sticking himself with a needle while resuscitating a victim, and he decided to take his life. He says, I took a lot of pills and they took me to the hospital. I saw that my body was floating in darkness. I couldn't see anything. I couldn't move or do anything on my own. It was terrible. I heard horrible sounds in my ears. I thought, I'm in hell and I can't get out. I'm trapped. Then I heard a voice and I knew it was God. It was a peaceful and calm voice that said to me, if this is what you want to do, this is where you are going to come. I thought, it's too late, I'm already dead. Suddenly, everything disappeared and I was back in my body. It was as if the will to live had returned to me. It is as if God has told me, if you want to take your life, you will go to hell. Now I know that God has a plan for me, which is to help other people with HIV. Charlotte says, I tried to take my life twice. The first with an overdose of pills, but nothing happened. The second time, breathing gas in my room, because I was very depressed and couldn't sleep. Because of this, I wanted to take my life. At that time, I did not believe in anything. I was agnostic. I did not believe in the devil or in heaven or in hell. I just wanted to end my sufferings once and for all. Suddenly, the gas took effect, and I found myself in a dark place, totally dark. I was dead. At that moment, something touched my back. I looked and it was a big gorilla. Now I associate that gorilla with Satan. So I screamed from the bottom of my soul, asking God for help. And he took me out of there, and I woke up 3 or 4 hours later, and there was gas all over the third floor of the house. This experience was as if God had said to me, you have done something foolish. There is something after this life, and he showed it to me and took me out of there. I would now like to tell people in the same conditions as me, depressed, that if they think they are going to escape by taking their life, it is a big mistake. So don't try to take your life, rather try to fulfill your mission by asking for help. Another case. He is Italian and I have known him for years. He is a nice and calm man, but he did not believe in God. And he said to me, I saw fire and I saw little creatures around me. They had wicked looks and looked terribly at me. I saw them. Now I believe in God because I know that he gave me the opportunity to survive. Another case, Gabriella, as a result of a pill overdose, had her near-death experience. She says, what I experienced was the most horrible thing. I heard those voices that were not from the earth. They screamed. I was naked and I was ashamed, even though everything was dark. Those creatures were skinny, bald, naked, toothless, all dirty. They were like 50 all around me. I could feel their breathing close to me and they smelled really bad. It was all very real. I felt judged and that I was going to be punished. Those beings were there to punish me, but after a time of terror, they left. As a Catholic, she knew that no one can die by taking their life. I will never do it again. I was horrified. I was in hell. I went to hell. Personally, I never believed in hell. I believed that hell was not being able to see God. But after this, I believe in hell. When I woke up, I was terrified. I recognize that taking your life is never the solution. It is not an option. God doesn't want it, and I believe in God. This experience changed my life, and I am glad it happened to me. Anna was an old French student who, after a love disappointment, decided to take her own life. She says, "At the exit of the tunnel, I found other beings. I did not see them, but I felt them. Those beings were full of love. They were like angels. I descended and I saw grayish forms. They were sweet, benevolent, and a voice told me, 'They are the people who took their lives,' letting me know that when you take your life, it is not a solution, but something very serious. Later, I found an indescribable luminous being of an impressive gravity and depth. All my life started to parade in front of me, like in a film, and everything was crazy. I have seen the people I have met and the effect of my actions on them. It was terrible. I felt like a fool. The voice of the being of light was impressive, different from that of the angels that I had seen at the exit of the tunnel. After my life review, I felt like a fool and completely discarded the idea of taking my life. Now I am totally convinced that there is life after death and that there is a supreme being whom we call God." It is clear that people who take their life are not necessarily condemned. God understands better than anyone the conditions that have led each person to such a wrong decision. The truth is that it is a very serious mistake, because it breaks the plan of God, and above all, it shortens the time of life available to learn to love, which is the reason for our existence. Either way, we are nobody to judge the people who make this kind of decision. God will judge them. But certainly, all of them will regret in the life after death, or may need to purify themselves for a long time to make up for lost time. Those grayish forms could indicate to us that they are not condemned, but in a state of purification that we call purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.